This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. HIV prevention drug PrEP will be publicly subsidised for the first time in Australia after the Pharmaceutical Benefits Advisory Committee announced its decision to recommend it for listing on the PBS. Subsidisation through the PBS will slash the cost of the medication to around $39 per script for most patients in Australia and $6.30 for concession cardholders. Advocates and health experts have welcomed the decision and highlighted it as a critical step towards dramatically reducing HIV transmission in Australia. Almost 400 same-sex weddings have been held in Australia in the first month of marriage equality. Over a third of gay marriages have been in New South Wales, with the 142 couples making up almost 9% of all registered weddings in the state. Victoria has recorded 88 same-sex weddings so far, with 61 in Queensland, 45 in Western Australia, and 10 in Tasmania. 10 world leaders that have contributed to the marginalisation or oppression of LGBTI people will be depicted as household pests in a politically charged float at this year's Mardi Gras parade. Led by the Pink Flamingos, the leaders will be chased along the parade route by Bigots Be Gone, a mock pest control company. The leaders depicted in this year's float will hail from places such as Egypt, Australia, Uganda, the US, and Chechnya, and will be portrayed through oversized heads. Indonesia has moved to classify homosexuality as a mental disorder as the country's parliament moves to criminalize gay sex. The news comes amidst a spate of human rights abuses against LGBTI people, including rounding up trans women and shaving their heads, arresting patrons of a gay sauna, as well as publicly caning gay men. Indonesia's health ministry is set to release a medical document outlining the classification based on reports which have come out in recent years claiming that trans people are susceptible to mental diseases. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Aussie boxer Anthony Mundine says that people who have gay sex should be put to death by the state in order to discourage their behaviour. After leaving I'm a Celebrity last week, Mundine told the Daily Telegraph that gay people want to make primary school kids gay and that LGBT activists were trying to help legalise pedophilia. Hours later, his Wikipedia page had changed to describe him as a homophobe.
If we were living in a society, just like in the Aboriginal culture, it's the same thing, that homosexuality is forbidden and you do it and the consequences are capital punishment, death. You think you're going to do it? Or think twice to do it? Hell no, I won't put another court, even if I was born like it. I mean, that's the only way to deter the problem. They're not going to be happy until you have primary school kids being gay.
Last month, before appearing on the show, Mundine said that gay people were unnatural and confusing to society. The AFL has announced that the first women's pride match will debut this season. The men have had several pride games between St Kilda and Sydney, but in the women's league, the Western Bulldogs will now play Carlton in round 4 at VU Witten Oval. The Bulldogs reportedly approached the Blues with the idea as both clubs have official pride supporter groups and want to play a more proactive role in supporting the LGBTIQ community. Openly gay Carlton skipper Brianna Davey said it would be great to share the match with her partner and teammate Tilly Lucas-Rod. Unfortunately, she won't run out in the match after rupturing her ACL against GWS. And finally, a Fox News executive editor has come under fire for saying that the US Winter Olympic team is too gay to win medals. On the Fox website, News Vice President John Moody posted that the motto of the Olympics has changed from faster, higher, stronger to darker, gayer, different. The post has been removed, but it looks like no action will be taken against him. Gay US Olympians Gus Kenworthy and Adam Rippon have also been involved in a war of words with US Vice President Mike Pence. Rippon challenged Pence's stance on LGBT equality, and Pence suggested that Rippon had misled the public on his anti-gay record, tweeting his support for Rippon and all American athletes. Rippon refused to meet with Pence before the games, while Kenworthy said on The Ellen Show this week that he was a bad choice to lead the delegation to Pyeongchang. Irene Voss was the first gay athlete to medal at the games, winning silver in the 3,000-metre speed skating on Saturday as part of a medal sweep by the Netherlands. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fixed daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.